On this episode of the podcast, we talk about personal brand and not just the what is it. We dive deep into strategy and tactics to help you build your personal brand, whether you're looking to get more buyers, more sellers, more agents to join your team, or just more referrals. We talk about all this and more on this week's episode of Real Estate Success, The Whistle Way. Kyle, today I want to talk about something that I think you do better than most. And I think people want to go this direction, but they're not quite sure how. And that's building a personal brand. You've spent a lot of time, energy, effort building this brand of you as a person. I want to talk kind of a little bit about why you've done that and how that's evolved over time and how this has impacted your real estate business in a positive way.
Cool. Yeah, I think this is one of the things that a lot of people don't understand enough, don't put enough emphasis into. Primarily, they just get so fixated on going from deal to deal that they don't even focus on the brand that they're building along the way. A case in point, I put a post into a Charleston Facebook group, and within that group, multiple people in that group recognized my name and made comments, right? Along the lines like, are you actually moving here? Like people, right? Because of the brand recognition around my individualized name, people saw it in a Facebook group and referenced it. Like that's the power of having a strong personal brand, something that you could be literally the opposite side of the country and people recognize you by name. Well, think about what that could do for you both within an agent community as well as within a consumer community as well. There's so many things that you can spin off of it. And I think people just don't put enough attention on that.
I'm excited. We'll dive into that about what it is, how to do it, mistakes maybe to avoid. And we'll cover all that and more on the episode.
Cool. Welcome to the Whistle Way podcast. My name is Kyle Whistle, your host with eXp Realty.
And I'm Brian Kochi here at Whistle Realty Group.
The goal of the show is to give you the tools, techniques, and tactics that you need to go out there and crush it in your business. The way that we like to do that is to answer the questions that you have for us. So anytime we do one of these shows, we're always going to thewhistleway.com questionnaire that you can fill out and suggest topics. So if there's a topic you want to hear about, go to thewhistleway.com. While there, you can also subscribe to our email newsletter, join our private Facebook group where we share a lot of tips and tricks. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel and to the podcast. And you can also learn about our video content creation course called the Media Mayor Mastermind. Brian and I will teach you everything we've learned about creating media, whether it be audio, video, or a combination thereof, all at thewhistleway.com. Let's roll.
And it's fun because I think we're going to talk a lot in here how that content creation course, our Media Mayor Mastermind, has helped build your personal brand. And it's probably one of the biggest pillars in building that brand. So before we get into strategies and tactics, let's talk about what is a personal brand.
Yeah, I would say a personal. So I don't know if you know this, but like I heard this story. I'm assuming it's true, but a lot of stories are made up. Like where does the term brand or branding even come from? And it's from way back in the day, how people could identify like which cattle was theirs. They would literally brand the cattle and they would be like, oh, that they could easily identify like that's my cattle because I branded that. Well, think about like if you could brand yourself and people see you and it's like, that's my guy, that's my girl. Like that's what brand can do is people can just see that brand on that cattle and know like that's theirs. Well, what if you build that, right? What if people see you and they know that you're theirs, like you're their person? Think about how powerful that could be, whether it be in sales or just in general. Like, I feel like I've put so much time, energy, and effort into my brand that I could spin multiple businesses. I mean, we are, right? We're spinning a flipping business off and a development business and all these other businesses because of that personal brand. And I just wish more people would put some time and attention into it.
And I've heard you say this time and time again, something along the lines of like, what you offer may not be there forever, but who you are and how you're thought of, your reputation is something that someone can't take away from you.
Yeah, like I've seen a lot of people put so much energy and attention into the brokerage that they're with. And not that you should completely disregard your brokerage. Obviously, you should be with a brokerage that you're proud of, that's going to support you and help you accomplish your goals. But if all of your marketing is around that brand, that brokerage, and you leave that, now you've got to like re-identify who the hell you are. So even with our agents internally, we'd tell them, like, a lot of them are like, hey, I want to come up with a name. Like, let's stylize your name. Mm-hmm. Like, let's take your name, let's stylize it, meaning, like, let's make your name into a logo, effectively, very legible, not all cursive. You guys shouldn't be using cursive in marketing, by the way. Let's make your name, like, a nice legible version of your name, but, like, let's brand that. Hopefully, God willing, you stay with Whistle for the rest of your life, and I hope that's the case, but I'm also realistic and realize that, you know, that's not the case, and people will spread their wings and want to fly on their own someday, and I'm totally cool with that, too. But if they focused on building their brand, which is their name, while they're here, yes, use Whistle to support you, use EXP to support you, but focus on building your personal brand name. Wherever you decide to go when that time comes, if that time comes, like, you're going to be able to take that with you. Where if your whole identity was Whistle or your whole identity was EXP, when you leave, now you've got to establish your own identity. So I'm all for it, and we bring our people forward. There's, you know, like today I posted acknowledging our director of operations, and I've had people, when I post those kinds of things, are you worried about posting who your best people are, that somebody's going to try to steal them from you? Like, no, I don't live in that scarcity mindset. Like, I'm happy to put my people forward, right? Like, I'm nobody without Shannon. I'm nobody without you. I'm nobody without, you know, with Tom. Like, I'm nobody without a lot of people. Like, so I'm very comfortable bringing people forward. And that includes my agents. I'll put my top agents. We had Evan on the podcast recently, Adrian on the podcast, Carly. Like, we bring our people forward. I want them to have their own brand identity. I think that's super important. It's not, I don't want to bury my agent's identity. I'm not, as a team leader, I'm not the guy who has to have my name on every listing and my name on every
technically
sign.
Technically, it is on every sign.
I mean, it's the team name, but you know what I'm saying. I'm baffled how many agents insist as a team leader that their name be on every single listing. I know many team leaders who have themselves in lawsuits because they insisted their name be on every listing, even though they've never seen the house. Just think about that real quick, guys. Your name is on every listing, and that seller gets pissed off, you're going to get pulled into it because your name was on that listing. So just think about that.
So, okay, so I understand a little bit better about why. And you talked about something earlier, and I want to expand on it, about your brand for consumers but also for agents. Talk a little bit more about what that means, because what I think people might hear is, oh, okay, well, that's great if I'm recruiting, but I'm not recruiting. I don't want to build my team. I don't want to build my, whatever it is. But it's so much more than just recruiting, right?
But you are recruiting. Like, let's be honest. We're all in the recruitment business. I'm a big John Cheplak fan. He's a good buddy of mine. We are all in the recruitment business. It's just a matter of what you're recruiting. If you're going out and you're trying to attract buyers, are you not recruiting buyers? Mm-hmm. You are. If you're not out trying to attract sellers, like, you're in the recruitment business of sellers. So we're all in the recruitment business. It's just a matter of which aspect of recruitment are you in. But whether you're recruiting agents, buyers, sellers, vendors, we're all in the recruitment business. So I think anybody who tries to say, like, well, I'm not trying to be a recruiter. You are a recruiter. You're just recruiting different things.
It's just a different word for salesperson.
Yeah.
But what I was trying to go with that, well, that was a very good line. Thank you for going that route.
You're welcome. You can save that clip and, like, put it on social or something.
Got it. I've got a note for it. is how can your brand, your personal brand, help you with other agents? You're at max capacity with your team. You don't want to bring a single person on.
Yeah.
How can that personal brand, or how has your personal brand helped you and helped our agents better their real estate business because of the brand we've built here?
Yeah, there's a ton of ways. So even within the agent community, even if you have zero desire to build a team, which is totally fine. A team is not for everybody. We've shot episodes making that very clear. You know, we have 100 plus agents. That's not for everybody. I like it. I enjoy it. It's fun. But that's not for everybody. So, but the benefit is, because of the brand, the name that we built around Whistle, or you build around your individual name, when you make that phone call to the agent who has the listing and you're like, hey, it's Kyle, you know, Kyle Whistle. They're like, oh, Kyle. Wow. And, like, instantly name recognition, right? And if you've established your brand as being a top producer in your respective market, when people, whether they've met you or not, if you've built a brand around your name and people identify you as being a top producer, they're excited that they're getting that phone call from you, right? They're like, oh, this guy, this girl knows what they're doing, right? They immediately recognize your name. This person sells a ton of homes. This is the kind of person that I want to work with. So that would be a really good example within the agent community. Even if you have zero desire to ever recruit or attract agents, whichever term you prefer to use, it's still going to benefit you because your name becomes synonymous with being a top producer, and everybody wants to work with a top producer. Like a really good example, I'm in a deal right now with a really good agent over at Compass, and it's great. This house that I have the listing on, it's beat. Like, needs a new roof. It needs all kinds of things, right? It's a really beat up house. If I was working with a lesser experienced agent, not saying all of them, but more often than not, if I've got that lesser experienced agent on this beat up house, I'm getting a request for repairs that's a mile long and just asking for every single thing under the sun.
Fix the light switches.
I'm working with a very reputable agent that I know, and they did a great job working with their client, getting that request for repairs down to a manageable number, to the point we didn't even have to go back and forth. He did all the back and forth in advance, presented a great request for repairs. We signed it, boom, we're moving on. Because people want that, right? Because that agent's identified himself, he's branded himself as a great agent, and I was excited to work with him, right? And he's proving why, because it's a smooth, easy deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and not only that, but it also helps our agents get offers accepted. It's helped our agents get calls backs or text backs when they're talking to someone like, oh, I know who you guys are. So okay, now we know why. Anything else you want to add to why it's important to build a personal brand? Because I want to get into the how.
Yeah, we can talk just with consumers too.
Yeah.
If you can build a strong personal brand, it's going to elevate everything around you. So you got to think, I've used this waterbed analogy. I saw some fun memes about waterbeds. A lot of y'all don't know what a waterbed is, but it's this bed full of water.
That's my new widget, waterbed.
They were amazing, by the way. I had fun having a waterbed as a kid. But if you push the center of the waterbed down, everything around it rises up. And that's what happens with your personal brand. Is if you can build a strong personal brand, you get that same effect. Everything around it rises. So when you make that call to an expired, and they recognize your name because of your brand, they're more likely to engage in a conversation with you. When they get your letter or your postcard in the mail and they recognize you and your brand, they're more likely to respond to that postcard, right? It elevates everything in your business because people are like, oh, this guy, this girl, I know them. I've recognized them. They sell a lot. They know this area, whatever the case may be, right? Whatever you're branding yourself as. So when that can happen, there's a lot of that, especially in the luxury world, right? Like, you got a $20 million listing, like, they're going to go to the person they know. You know, a lot of the names that are on $1 million listing, like, those people's personal brands have all exploded. And a lot of people want to work with an Altman, or they want to work with a Eklund, right? Like, just because of the personal brand that those people, they have no idea if that person's actually good. By the way, like, half the shit on these shows is fake. Some of these shows are completely fake. But they've built such a strong brand on these TV shows that people just assume, like, this person knows what they're doing. That's who I want to work with.
Yeah. You got me distracted with the whole half of it's fake and most of it's fake.
I mean, shit, House Hunters, like, if you guys don't know this, like, House Hunters, they want the house to typically, the client to either be just about to close escrow or have already closed escrow on the house. And then they go back and, like, film the show like the person's never seen the house before. Like, some of these shows are super fake.
I'm going to pick this one that already has my couch in it. Yay. Yeah. And another part that a fun little story that I like to tell, it's a fairly recent one, is you got a Cybertruck recently. You were the first in San Diego that a lot of people saw. And you parked it in front of our office one day. And someone took a picture and posted it in one of the Facebook groups. And I know you love this. You were getting a lot of love and a lot of hate, which is, I think, why you bought the Cybertruck, because you wanted to be divisive.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me do that before you got in. And so there were some people like, oh, that looks so cool. And there are some people like, this dude's a douchebag. And the negative comments I was going through, because those are my favorite ones to look at yours. And you were getting people be like, this guy does a lot for the community. He does a show. He supports local businesses. He does all these things. And I'm like, finally, after I saw a couple people do this, like, do you know these people? You go, no. You owe them a coffee, dude. Like, they're standing up for you without ever meeting you, without ever talking to you, just because of the personal brand you built within the community, which is exactly what we're talking about when we're talking about consumers.
Yeah, it was very cool. That's a good idea. Let's execute on that coffee thing.
Yeah, well, I thought you did. I told you to do it like months ago. Okay, let me write
I'm glad down. I came up with the idea. but yeah, that was super cool, right? The people I've never even met are defending me in a public forum just because of the personal brand that we built. Like, I thought that was super cool. So I'm glad we thought of it, or I thought of the idea to buy them coffees.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad it's timely. And anyways, carry on. So now we understand how or why. How do we do it? Everyone's like, all right, cool. I'm going to do it. I'm going to build a personal brand. Buy a Cybertruck? Is that step one? Like, what do you do to build your personal brand to be the person that consumers want to work with, agents want to work with, not the douchey realtor and the whatever. Like, how do you make yourself approachable and a good personal brand?
Yeah, I would say a few things. One, be true to who you are is the most important thing. If you're going to build a personal brand, build a personal brand around who you are, really not who you think people want you to be. So it's very important to stay authentic. And the analogy that I use, we're in an election year right now. No matter what you do, 50% of people aren't going to like you. For example, it doesn't matter if it's Trump and Biden right now. It literally doesn't matter. If you're a diehard Democrat, whoever is flying the red flag, it's representing the Republican Party, you're not going to like them, and vice versa. Like, that's just the nature of the beast. And if you look at politically across this country, it's split very close to 50-50. So no matter what, 50% of people just aren't going to like you. So the sooner you accept that 50% of people aren't going to like you, life gets so much easier. If you stop trying to please everybody, because no matter what you do, you're never going to please everybody. So just stay true to who you are. Stay true to the 50% that do like you, and life becomes so much easier. And embrace your imperfections, right? I have a giant forehead, receding, like whatever. Like, I got gray hair. Like, embrace this shit. Like, don't, like, Ryan Serhant doesn't try to hide his gray hair. Like, guy started going gray in like his 20s. Like, it's fine. Like, embrace that. Own it. It's become part of his personal brand, is that he's got gray hair. Like, that's part of his brand. It's part of my brand. Like, embrace those imperfections and speak the way that you want to speak. Like, you were watching this podcast or listening to this podcast, I fucking cuss. I fucking cuss in front of customers. I fucking cuss on stage. Like, that's me. And there's going to be people who don't like that. And that's oh fucking K, right? Like, it's okay. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. That's totally okay. And I accept that. I understand that that's going to churn some people off. And that's cool. They're not my people. But those that appreciate the rawness and the authenticity, those are my people. So I would say first and foremost is know who you are and stay true to who you are. I think that's really, really important. I think there's far too many people that are trying to put on this image. I'm not trying to beat Ryan Serhant. I'm not trying to talk like him and do all the same stuff he does. Like, he's him. He's his brand. Like, be you. Be your brand. I think that's really, really important. So
what I think what's great about that is, and I talk to new agents about this, is when you put something out and people don't like that and they say, hey, I won't work with you, that's fine. You now get to work with more people that are like you. Like, you get to let them self-select out. The amount of times, I'm sure if you've ever hired for a position or if you've hired an agent and you meet with them, and within 30 seconds or a minute, you know, well, they're not a good fit for our team. They don't follow our core values, or their tech is... knowledge is different than where our technology, whatever the issue is, you know, within 30 seconds, 2 minutes, this person's not going to thrive on our team. But you said an hour long lunch meeting. Now, 2 minutes in, you realize this is not going to work. And now you have to sit through an hour long hearing this person that you don't really like and that doesn't really like you. That, like, that's not a good feeling. That's not a good vibe. And so if you get half as many responses, but 100% of them are people you want to work with, that really speaks to you building your personal brand and making life a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah. Another one I would say is you want, when people think of you, to think of you in a positive light. And the best way to do that is to not talk shit about people. In the agent community, it's so common for agents to talk shit about each other.
Give me a few people that are talking shit.
And that stuff, you know, it's going to get back to the person that you're talking shit about. And that's not the reputation that you want. that now when I say be true to who you are, like, don't be a shit talker. Like, that's one point where I'm going to draw the line. Like, if you go out there and you just bash everybody, like, especially by name, and say all these negative things about people, like, that's going to come back to haunt you.
People or companies?
Yes, or companies. You really have to be careful of that, because that's going to stick with you. That stuff's going to come back to haunt you. So you do want people, when they hear your name, to have a positive opinion of you. They don't want you to be like, he's an asshole. Like, he's so mean. He talks shit like that. Just be careful with that, especially amongst other agents. Like, don't bash other agents. You know, if you get an agent who comes to you on one of your deals and they don't know what they're doing, like, help them. Don't be a dick and talk shit to them and treat them like shit. Like, help them out, right? You are that new agent someday, or one day. Like, help them, because you sucked when you were new too, right? We talk about, like, riding a bike. Like, everybody, the first time they get on a bike, they fall down. But, you know, their parents or their friends help them, and they get better and they get better over time. Like, help people out. I think that's really important as you're building your personal brand, is to be there to support people. And not pull them down.
All right, let's get into the tactics.
Yeah.
That's good strategy. I love the direction. How?
Yeah. So social media obviously is the easiest way to do this. But honestly, the way that's, I think, is the number one way to build a brand is nobody gives a fuck who you are if you're not selling any houses. Now, there's a few people who've built strong personal brands that don't sell any houses, but I promise you it's 1,000 times easier to build a personal brand if you actually sell houses. And the more houses you sell, the easier it is to build a personal brand. There's some agents here in town that they're not super strong on social. But they sell 100 plus homes a year, which here in San Diego, to sell 100 plus homes a year as an individual agent is wildly impressive. Wild, just completely wildly impressive. So, number one way is just go sell a ton of houses, sell a ton of real estate. Like, that alone is going to build your brand more than anything. If you want to be attractive to people, give them a reason to be attracted to you. And that number one reason is you sell a lot of homes.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're the number one team in all of eXp in the entire country right now. Like, even if we didn't do anything, people are like, who is that person? Like, what are they doing, right? People are interested, they're attracted because they see these massive numbers. So one really simple way, if you're not great on camera or video or on microphones or anything, is like, just sell a ton of homes and you will build a brand just because you sell a ton of homes. So I would say that's an easy one that everybody can do, which you should be striving to do first and foremost. But then social media is naturally going to be where it's going to go, because your ability to reach so many people in such a simple manner, right? The fact that you can put a post up and you can get, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of people to see a single post. So having a smart content creation strategy, I think, is massively important. So for us on the agent side of things, like, this podcast is our number one way to build a personal brand, because we take this podcast, which, depending on how you're tuning in, you're either watching it on YouTube, you're listening to it on a podcast platform, or you're seeing a short video on every social media site that's out there. Like, this one podcast that we, you know, spend 30 minutes recording is going to turn into tons of pieces of content. It's also going to get emailed out. Like, the amount of reach off of a single podcast is huge. It's our number one content strategy right now in 24, is like, do a podcast, do a great job, and maximize the application of it into quotes, into images, into videos, right? And to audio, all the different things. So I would say, you know, strategy-wise, if you're trying to do something as an agent, this is a great way to do it. You'd be hard-pressed. Like, how are we doing this right now? You're a part of it, regardless of how you're consuming this content. Like, this is a big part of our content strategy. If you're trying to do something on the consumer side, like, if you're trying to attract more clients, there's, you know, it depends what you want to do. There's different ways of how you want to brand yourself. Maybe you want to brand yourself as the local area expert. Well, then, yeah, you're going to create a ton of content in that local area. So for us, we do a lot of interviews with restaurants, historical societies, nonprofits, stuff like that. That's a really good way to brand yourself within a particular community. Maybe you want to focus on helping military families. Like, you should build a lot of content around, like, helping other military families. One, showing proof of success of helping people. Proof of success is one of the best ways to build your personal brand. Telling stories, right, is another huge one. Telling the story of, you know, this was the Smith family, and they got stationed in San Diego, and we helped their family of four, and here's how we did it, blah, 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 right? Telling stories is a huge one. So if it's around, like, you want to be the military expert, like creating content around that, or you want to be the, you know, the estate sales specialist or the divorce specialist, like just create content around that niche. That could be huge, or relocation, you know, stuff that if you want to be the person that's big on helping people relocate. Like, I have a buddy who has a YouTube channel and a Facebook group and everything. It's like moving from California to Tennessee. Like, that's his brand identity. It's like he's the guy that helps people that are moving from California to Tennessee. So you just need to create content primarily on social around that. And then you can obviously supplement that with things like direct mail, being at events, and doing a lot of other stuff.
So some things that I heard you say, plus things that I know of you saying or know of you talking about. One, you recommend niching down. Yeah. Pick a niche. Don't be, I'm the divorce and the deployment and the diamonds and the diapers. I'm the, because once you spread your message too thin, it's you're not any expert. You're just someone that does a little bit of everything. Two, you talked about mixing the content, doing, and you talked about this with the podcast, but taking quotes and stories and posts and testimonials and proof of success and teaching tips, right? One thing that you didn't say, but I know you truly believe, is not only mix the content in terms of how you portray it, because some people like to read long captions, some people want to watch a 20-minute video, people want to do different things, but also mix it in. We're talking about a personal brand, and we've talked all about real estate. We haven't talked about anything of you as a person, right? And so mixing in that real estate content and the human element. And what I tell my agents when I train them, for when they come in, is I say, look, you need to not be a secret agent, right? Too far on one side, but you also don't want to be that skeezy, salesy used car salesman, right? You got to find somewhere in the middle. And the way you do that is you're aware of that, but then you mix the content. And the question I always get every time is, well, what's the ratio? And I say, not 100 and 0, and not 0 and 100, somewhere in between. And it's going to change. One week it could be 80-20. The next week it could be 20-20 or 20-80. 20-20 and then 80% or 60% nothing, whatever.
I'm just going to let them go, guys.
Yep.
Just let them go.
And so you kind of mix the content to where it fits your business goals and what's going on in your life, to where you can show that you are a human that people want to work with.
I agree. Yeah, I think that's wildly important. I've seen so many people, their entire social feed is nothing but real estate posts. I think it's one of the worst things that you can do. You've got to humanize yourself. And, you know, one of my business partners, Dan Beer, like when we first started working together 5 or 6 years ago, like he was the guy who was 100% business. And that was all people knew of him. But he's done an amazing job evolving his brand to show the things he does. Like today, I think he posted a video. He's like hiking up Mount Baldy so he can go ski down it. You know, he was just at a really cool family vacation and he's posting that. Like showing that you're a human, I think is massively important, not just a real estate robot. People like that stuff. They want to see more. And if you want proof of it, like you post the same shit you've been posting every day, your new listing, your just sold, your open house. And then tomorrow post a picture of your dog. I promise you, your dog is going to get 10 times more engagement than anything you posted in the last 30 days. Post a picture of your cute kid. That's going to get 100 times more engagement. Like, it's very easy, guys. Just test me. Like, try it. I dare you. I dare you to post something about one of your kids or one of your pets tomorrow and watch the engagement shoot through the roof. So that will help you realize how important it is to mix some of that human stuff in there along with the business stuff.
Cool.
Feel good?
I think so. Okay. I think that's a good direction. If you want more of the hand holding and you say, look, I want to get the people that live in my community want to know exactly what to do step by step by step. Like I mentioned earlier, our Media Mayor Mastermind course is really what this podcast evolved into. It was our course on how do we become the media mayor, the digital mayor, to steal Gary Vee's term, of our community. How are we the local expert that people want to go to for advice, for things to do, places to eat, but also the guy or gal that is known as, that is the real estate person, that is who I'll go to. That's MediaMayorMastermind.com. We built that strategy and then we said, okay, how do we do this for agents? And we turned it into this podcast of talk to agents about what agents want to hear about and provide value. So that way, when it comes time for referrals, when it comes time to work with us on a deal, when it comes time to possibly join a team, we're the one that they think of. So that all is a thing there. So let's get into our Whistle Widget of the Week. Actually, before we do that, talk about how they can support us.
Yeah, cool. If you guys got some value out of the show today, if you're watching on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Let YouTube know that you enjoy the content. If you want more of our content, hit the subscribe button, the little notification bell. YouTube will take care of the rest. And if you can, if you have questions, throw them in the comment section. Brian and I personally respond to all of those comments that go in there. And then if you're listening on a podcast platform, make sure to subscribe. And if you have a couple minutes, just write a quick little review. Maybe your biggest takeaway from the episode today, or just how this show has really helped you in your business. So those reviews on podcast platforms are hard to get, and they go a really long way when you get them. So those are greatly appreciated. Before we wrap, I want to share something we refer to as the Whistle Widget of the Week. This is something we utilize in our business. It saves us time, makes us more money, or just helps us have a little bit more fun. What do you got, Brian?
I'm going to do one. I had a call with a woman the last week or 2 weeks ago, and she was telling me all of these cool new things that they offer in a tool that we already know, love, and use. And this is a tool that helps us not only have social content to share, not only does it help us learn about the market, but they also have a lot of other cool things like blog articles, video creation prompts, all sorts of things. And this is Keeping Current Matters. We're a big fan of Keeping Current Matters. Unfortunately, their founder, Steve Harney, who we have been friends with, Kyle, I know you spoke with before, passed earlier this year, which was a big blow for all of the real estate community. And I know we're all feeling it. But what Steve built and created as a resource for agents to understand the market, how to explain it to customers and clients, and have that confidence is really something spectacular. So I'm a huge fan of Keeping Current Matters, and hopefully we're going to do some sort of collaboration with them later this year.
Cool. The one I'm going to use, we just did a event a couple weeks ago, and I told Brian that I wanted a tool that I could use to communicate with everybody who was at the event to give them updates throughout the event so they'd always know what was going on, where they needed to be, when they needed to be there, and how they could prepare for when they got there. And I think it went over amazing with everybody who was at the event because we just had all these text messages set up to push out to the attendees so that they never had to think about anything. So every morning they would wake up and they'd get a good morning message and here's the agenda for the day. And then when the events in the room ended, there was immediately a message that went out of here's what's happening next, here's where it is, here's what to prepare for. So I think throughout the 2.5 day event, probably pushed maybe 20 text messages out.
Some of that.
But we pushed those out to everybody in the group, and we just got amazing feedback from everybody, how much they appreciated always knowing what was happening. Because traditionally at events, they like make you go download an app, and like last thing any of us want is like another app to download. I need another app, like I need a hole in my head. Like I just don't need that stuff. So just being able to push out text messages was just amazing. And this tool we use to do that is called High Level. So we use a tool called High Level. I think the website's gohighlevel.com. For somebody must have owned High Level and they didn't want to pay the money to buy it. But hey, they've gotten big. And this is like a competitor to ClickFunnels. There's a ton of other amazing stuff that you can do with it, building landing pages, CRM. But the primary feature we used was just the CRM side of it and the ability to bulk text a group and get a high deliverability rate. I think the deliverability rate was like 90%+ on it. So to be able to get 90%+ of your text messages delivered is hard to do with the way that all these rules and stuff work. But that was a really cool tool. Everybody loved it. And I can't recommend it enough.
And now, quick little aside on that, High Level, in order to sign up for it, you have to be a marketing agency And there's a lot of stuff in the back end that gets goofy when setting it up. I know this because I set it up 3 years ago and stumbled my way through it. What's really great is there's another company, Attract ROI, run by
Michael Reese.
And he turned us on to this. And what I love about them is not only do they have some real estate funnels that they build out for you as well, but they handle all the SMS compliance and setup and email setup and all that junk that I don't know how to do, and that I struggle my way through. And so if you go to Attractor or Kyle.attractorroi.com, that will get you right into there. So it'll help you get fast tracked into it.
Yeah, high level is the actual technology, but then people white label it. And I guess you really have to get the white labeled version of it. So AttractRI is the version that we use of high level that was built by Michael Reese, Jay Kinder, some of our mentors. So super cool tool, especially if you're running an event. You'd be amazed at how much people appreciate getting a text message updates throughout the event of what's happening. Love that.
Sweet.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of the Whistle Way podcast. Again, I'm Kyle Whistle with eXp Realty.
I'm Brian Cochi.
We'll see you next week.